Hello and welcome to another edition of the DVCA Show. Today we are talking to Montmorency Senior Coach Andrew Bennett as we very much near round one of the 2025-26 season. Andrew, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How's pre-season been going? So we're talking now, we are just about 2 weeks away from the whites being donned. How have things been working for you?
Working well. It seems to come around quickly every year. I think we had 18 sessions on the board. You start off once a week for the first month and it looks like it's going to take forever for the season to start. All of a sudden, we're 2 weeks out and the excitement builds.
It is like that. Like the last day of the local footy season, you go, oh, hang on, look at the time. And I thought it was still winter.
Yeah, well, it's always a bit of an interesting one, isn't it? There's nothing harder than turning up to an indoor session. It's dark, it's cold, it's windy.
Yeah.
You got 1 hour. You feel like you're just sort of reconnecting. And we've been back outside for the last 2 weeks. And last night, for example, was a beautiful night. It just felt like it was time for cricket.
This is the better part of pre-season because you always find session one, your body and mind have forgotten all the good things you were doing. But my God, they've retained all the faults.
Yeah. Well, I challenge anyone that feels absolutely magnificent after your first session after 6 months.
What's the point in playing your good shots in July, mate?
That's what we say to the guys. They get the young guys get a bit frustrated with themselves in the first couple of sessions, and there's no heroes in August.
That's a good one.
It's just fundamentals and trying to strip it back and getting the kids sort of build their base up and sort of look at the bigger picture rather than looking at September, we're looking at Christmas and then on to March.
Yeah, because you build and build. You want a good steady base by Christmas and your best cricket to be coming through Jan through March.
Well, yeah, it is. But also on the flip side there, we've got 9 games before Christmas this year.
Yep.
So there's a lot of points to be won, especially in the first 5 or 6 weeks. So it's finding that balance of being ready for round one, but then also allowing the bodies the opportunity to get through because obviously the back end, it can get quite taxing. Especially for bowlers.
Yep. So how is preparation going over at Monty?
Very good. We've got a young group that love training and love being around. So the preparation's been good, but with 2 long nets and a bowling machine, sometimes it can be hard to sort of fit 30 to 40 sort of guys into it. But in terms of retention, we've got a couple of guys that are moving on, one to district, one lives a mile away, one to travel, but we've got a heap of young kids coming through that are super keen to get stuck into it.
Awesome. So how's the program been running so far, targeting the drills and the goals as the boys race towards round one?
Yeah, I've challenged the boys this year for a bit of a different sort of concept. So trying to go away from the traditional bat v ball, 7 minutes, in you go, out you go, stand around. You've got 20 guys at the back of the nets getting in the way. So we sort of adopted a different approach where the batsmen bat for longer and the bowlers bowl for longer. So with that, without going into War and Peace, to take forever, but the matrix essentially means that the bowlers will bat for 15 minutes as a group and then they'll bowl for the rest of the night, and the batters get the chance to go in and bat for 10 or 15 minutes, come out and then reset and go back in.
So it's not just being on the conveyor belt going through the motions. You're already really targeting specific goal setting, specific skill development with the bowlers and the batters.
Yeah, correct. So you got the right batters facing the right bowlers and going at each other for sort of 15 minutes and then allowing 10 minutes for the guys to come out and reflect. You can talk about what worked well, what didn't work well, and then go back in and basically create a completely different situation at the back end where the batters might be a bit tired, the bowlers might be a bit tired. And that allows the guys to sort of think things a little bit differently rather than going in and just, okay, I've got 8 minutes. What am I going to work on?
Yeah. Now, junior development, you talked about the young fellas who are coming through to have a prominent role in senior cricket this season. How do you go about turning promising young cricketers into cricketers who believe in themselves to play cricket at the highest level at Monty?
Okay, so the first part to that for me, which is really important, is at some stage you've got to get games into these guys. When I started, this is my fourth year, so when I started, unfortunately we lost some really quality guys that had carried a lot of the workload. So The solution for us there was just to play as many of the young guys as possible. Probably not ready at the time, but the more you play them, the more experience they get. You can talk about and practice situations, but until you get in there, you can't actually really replicate it and have them learn the experience. So for us, it's just been getting as many games as possible. I think last year we had 2 16-year-olds and an 18-year-old debut. Awesome. This year we've got a group of kids, I shouldn't say kids, young men that are ready to step up, and we've got a couple of guys in Riley Watts, Archie Bostock, Harry Thompson, a bunch of kids that are actually really close, but they probably don't realise how close they are because they've got the right tools. They just need to sort of believe in themselves and really be ready to take that step up. And what excites me is that we've got a captain in Mark O'Brien who is 100%. We play and give guys an opportunity. You play with freedom. You play your game. Don't fear failure and just go out and have a crack.
That's a long time part of the club, isn't it? I reckon I've heard his name as long as I've been in this position.
He has been at the club for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And he's a fantastic story and his journey sort of, he went off and tried some district and sub-district cricket. He's been a keeper, he's been a bowler, he's been a batsman, he's been a bit of everything. And a couple of years ago, I challenged him with the captaincy, something that he hadn't really done. And I genuinely believe it takes 12 to 18 months as a captain to develop a leadership style and a craft and a style that you believe in, but then the rest of the guys can understand and feel it themselves as well.
Yep.
And it took him a little bit to sort of get into it, but last year he had his best year with the bat. As a leader, he's fantastic. He commands us respect with the boys. He's a bit of a quieter guy. He's more of a, I'm going to do it with actions, but the boys genuinely love playing under him. And he gives you the full confidence because he basically says, go and back yourself and play cricket.
Fantastic. That's the ideal thing for young men who are coming into higher ranked senior cricket for the first time.
Correct. Yep. I mean, that fear of failure is real. We actually had a sports psychologist come in who works with some Olympic teams and some footy teams and has done some work at Cricket Victoria. And it was just a really cool session for 1 hour. And a lot of the stuff that he was talking about was intent and then having, it's a bit like the A and B game mentality, where if you're in the green and in the A and relaxed and you don't fear, you actually embrace the challenge and take it on, you really succeed. But if you're B, red, negative, fearing failure, you're never going to succeed.
Yep.
Where Mark, as the captain, he just invokes that green A, let's go, I can be myself, I don't have to pretend, I can just go out and try and succeed.
How much has that changed the way you've looked at, not necessarily cricket, but looked at coaching?
It probably hasn't changed my methodology too much as a coach because my leadership style was fairly similar. Everyone has a role. I know on game day that my role is this, this guy's role is that. So everyone knows what they have to do. So you don't have to worry about anyone else. You worry about yourself and what your role is, and then you support your teammates. So for me, having a captain who, as he defined his own style, it aligned with my own, that there was no, you didn't really have to change much or make any tweaks in it. And as for me, who during the week I'll lead the boys in terms of the coaching side of things, but on Saturday I'm one of the boys. I don't want anything to do with anything other than just going out, running around, acting like I'm still 20 years old, having the time of my life, but having a captain that has similar sort of values and a style that I have, it just makes it a lot easier.
And you're keeping that joy of cricket through for the young fellows to see.
Love it. Beautiful. Why else are we doing it?
All right, Andrew, thank you very much for joining us, mate. So best luck for Monty for the season ahead. And I hope if we're having this chat towards the middle of March that you're able to tell me that all the young fellows found that belief and that they had great seasons.
Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Remember, more people, more cricket, more often.